Hello and welcome to I Can't Believe It's Not the Mouse, the podcast all about animated movies not made by the mouse. I'm your host, Octaviano Macias, and today we're talking about a show, but not specifically any kind of episode on it. More specifically, I'm talking about Velma, the recent spinoff to Scooby-Doo made by Mindy Kaling. The reason why I'm talking about it is because I really wanted to talk about it back when it came out with the first episode. I didn't really watch anything past episode 2 because I wasn't really interested, and I know there's been a lot of controversy regarding this show. While I don't like the show, if there's anything that I liked less than the show, it's the reactions the show got. Now, don't get me wrong, people not liking it, don't really care. I don't like it either. People liking it, don't care. Not a whole lot of people actually did like it, but, you know, my point being is that I really don't care about others' opinions on this. What annoys me about it is that it's the same thing that always happens when something bad comes out that is somehow connected to something that maybe makes people hate it even more, even though there's nothing that bad about it. And that is that people consider this to be like one of the worst things ever made, one of the worst shows ever made, one of the worst, if not the worst, Scooby-Doo property ever made. And I'm like, I gotta be honest, guys. Much like with something like the Emoji Movie, where I saw it and I was like, it ain't that bad. It's bad, but it ain't that bad. That's my reaction to this show. It's just been like, however bad you guys are hyping it up to be, it ain't that bad. I get it. You know, it is a show that is not so good. It is a show that realistically should have been its own thing, and that probably would have made it better. But on the other hand, even if it was its own show, chances are no one would have even bothered watching it, so that's kind of a whole other problem for another day. But yeah, the way a lot of shows are being done now, and even movies, kind of sucks because you really need that IP connection in order for something to sell. And sometimes it's for stuff that is in no way connected to whatever you're trying to do. So it's like, why isn't it just an original thing? Like, at least that would make it easier, but at the same time, it would make it the harder sell. But yeah, people were hating on this. They were calling it the worst thing ever. I know it's recently wrapped up its whole season. By the time this video comes up, it'll probably be long forgotten. I mean, granted, there are other seasons being planned for this thing, so maybe not. But for the most part, I just saw this, and for two episodes, and both of them, I'm like, most of the jokes don't land, but I can see how they could have landed if they were done a little differently. A few jokes did make me laugh, but nothing that made it enough for me to like it. The animation was nice, even though a lot of people hate the animation. It's like, guys, if you hit the designs, that's not the same as hating the animation. There are two completely different things. I like the animation. Designs, I'm okay with. It's nothing too special. At least it's better than most adults' animated cartoons. But if you go back to that original Scooby-Doo, I like the designs of the characters. I don't like the animation because it's very stiff and it's very cheap. Granted, I know that's because of how TV budgets were at the time, but still, it's not good animation. I did like that aspect of it. Voice-wise, most of the actors here are fine. Like, Mindy Kaling as Velma, I'm actually perfectly fine with. I don't care for her character in this, but as a performance, it is fine. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know, I've heard Mindy Kaling and other stuff, and you know, I know she gives good performances, so it's not like it's something that surprised me too much. I feel the same way about the other characters. You have Constance Wu as Daphne, good performance, didn't care for the character. I'm forgetting who played Norville, which is their version of Shaggy. I mean, realistically, Norville was always his real name, but point being is that in this one, they just call him Norville. It was a good performance again. It's just all good performances in this. The guy who was Fred. We actually do get an appearance from the original Fred voice actor, whose name is escaping me right now, but for the most part, it's like, you know, it's got good voice performances, it's got good animation. Realistically, it's just that the story is just kind of eh. I already read the spoiler, so I don't really care in regards to what the big mystery is, which I'm like, eh, okay, that would kind of make sense now. Like I said, I did see the first two episodes, which basically starts off with a whole mystery. Someone dumping dead bodies around Velma. Specifically, they just cut off like the brains of the person that they get, and there's a whole mystery behind it. I didn't figure it out, but I saw what ends up being the case on that, so I'm like, okay, whatever. But yeah, it was just a very mediocre show. It's not one that I would really think about all that much, except because people were constantly talking about it, constantly talking about how they were hate watching it or telling others not to hate watch it or whatever. It's like, it doesn't even live up to its reputation as this so bad show. It's really just an average, mediocre kind of bad. Like, didn't enjoy it, would not watch it again. But from beginning to end, I was not struggling to watch this. Like, it really was just what it was. I really don't know what to say, because, you know, we've had adult versions of Scooby-Doo before, whether it's parodies or, in some cases, official adaptations. Like, you know, if you go back to those live-action Scooby-Doo movies, while, yes, they were toned down for kids, there was a lot of jokes in there that the writer, which is James Gunn, put in that were not really for kids. Like, you know, there was a lot of Shaggy Stoner gags with Velma that was kind of alluding to her being a lesbian, which this one makes a whole big deal of, like, oh, look, you know, she kind of hooks up with Daphne by the second episode, but I don't know how far that really goes, because I don't think they ever actually get together. But for the most part, it's like, well, we just had a cartoon recently, one of the straight-to-video movies that had Velma being a lesbian in it, so it's like, that's not even that big of a deal anymore. They have a whole running gag about Shaggy, or Norval in this case, not being a stoner, and I'm like, whatever. That, you know, it's kind of a funny idea, but again, they kind of run it to the ground, at least from the episode that I saw it in. For the most part, I'm just like, these characters aren't very likable, and the moments where they are a little more likable, there's not material there that makes me enjoy it. I mean, again, I do praise the performances that they give. Like, they do give it their all, and it's clear that there is effort being put into this from that department, but it's like, I don't care. And, you know, it's fine, you know, bad stuff exists, but it's just like, why are people making such a big deal out of this one little thing? I know part of it has to do with, you know, racist aspects. I mean, let's not pretend that there isn't a racist aspect to, hey, look, Mindy Kaling is now Velma. Velma's not a white girl anymore. They made Shaggy a black guy. They made Daphne an Asian woman. Fred was kept white, which, okay, whatever. Makes sense, actually, within the context of the show. And again, it's just really one of those things where it's like, realistically, this could have been its own thing, and it still would have been bad, but it wouldn't have been as received the way it was. So it probably wouldn't have even gotten its second season, assuming that they could even get attention. I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like, I'm so tired of people overreacting to things and just saying, like, this is so bad. And it's like, no, it isn't. And fine, I know that opinions differ. I'm not saying that they don't. But it's like, realistically, would you guys have hated this show as much if it was not connected to the thing that you liked? Or at the very least, if you guys fully accepted, like, look, this was a different thing, who cares, whatever, there's going to be a million other Scooby-Doos after this, why are we pretending that this is the end of the world for anything? Like, we know that Scooby-Doo always comes back. We know that they always make new movies. We know that they always make new cartoons. A bad adaptation is not going to change any of that. I mean, even when Scooby-Doo had a kind of a drought of shows, which was, like, around the 90s, I believe, is when you pretty much didn't have anything up till the movies. I mean, they were still making Scooby-Doo stuff. They had a crossover with Johnny Bravo. Cartoon Network had, like, little bumpers and stuff like that, and they eventually started doing, like, the straight-to-video movies, and then that led into, the live-action movie, and we've had Scooby-Doo products for days now. There's so many movies that I don't even know all of the ones that have been released, and I've pretty much been around for most of the ones that have been released. It's just that they make so many that I lose track of which is which. I can only remember, like, the broad strokes of, like, okay, this is the one where Velma is showcased as a lesbian. This is the one where they fight Scarecrow for some reason, even though Batman's not around. This is the one where Batman is around, and it's the Brave and the Bold movie. There was a Blue Falcon one. Zombie Island, that was the first one that they kind of started with this whole trend, though there was movies before that. But that was one that started, like, the whole trend and kind of revived the franchise. And then, like, maybe 20 years later, they made a sequel to Zombie Island. And I gotta be honest, that one's way worse than whatever Velma was, just because that one, kind of trashes on the Zombie Island movie to a point that it's like, look, even if you don't like that one, though most Scooby-Doo fans do like that one, you kind of have to feel like that it's a complete insult that they basically took this well-beloved movie and then turned it into whatever that was. Like, they pretty much retcon a lot of stuff that ruins the original movie. So, yeah, like, on that front, I'm just like, I don't care. There's really nothing that I can say about this that would make me care. It's just a bad show. That's all it comes down to. Like, and I kind of figured the second they put out the trailer, and I was just like, oh, okay, they're doing a whole bit like Scream. And I didn't really find much enjoyment out of it. I was just like, okay, whatever. Maybe the show is better. But then the reviews started coming out, and I was saying like, okay, so it's apparently that bad. I checked it out just because I was like, you know what? I've seen this before where people pile on to something and it's like, no, it's not that bad. And lo and behold, it's not that bad, but it's a bad show. I don't know. Maybe someday I'll actually do reviews on the individual episodes, whether it's just on this podcast or a separate thing. But I really don't really find much interest in doing it, just because it's everything I'm telling you now is pretty much a sum up. It's not a good show. I don't like it. The supporting cast weren't that great. Like, they introduced Belma's dad, who is dating like the girl who owns like the malt shop, and you know, she's kind of self-centered, but they try to be supportive to Velma, but not really. There's a whole mystery involving the mom, which the first episode kind of tries to suggest that, oh, maybe the mom actually didn't like them. And it was kind of an interesting twist, but I've read up to what happens later on, so they kind of negate that, which I'm like, that kind of ruins it. That was actually an interesting idea. Fred's parents are just kind of there. I mean, again, it's kind of cool that they got the original voice actor for Fred to play the father. And I hate myself that the name is escaping me, but whatever. Frank Welker is the guy who was Fred, and he's Fred's father in this. So that, again, that's a cool little detail. But just on the greater whole, I'm like, this is not a very good show, as I've said before, but it's not anything that I would really get all up in arms about, because I'm like, at the end of the day, I know it's not the official Scooby-Doo. I know it's not erasing anything from the Scooby-Doo canon. It's not trying to say that a version of Scooby-Doo that I like is wrong. It's just like, okay, well, this is its own show. Like, the closest it gets to Ed kind of saying anything is just like at the start of it, there's a whole narration from Belma saying that everyone thinks that Fred started the group, but realistically, it was her, and that this is her version of the story. But I'm like, I mean, that still works within this being its own thing, considering that Scooby-Doo is not a part of this. So it's like, at the end of the day, it's not an official do show. So I don't know why we're getting mad about this. Like, this would be like getting mad about, I don't know, like, if this would be like getting mad at the Joker movie. And not that the Joker movie isn't also another bad thing. The Joker movie is actually, in a way, more disappointing than this, because that had much more potential to be much better, in my opinion. But it would be like getting mad at that for not portraying the Joker correctly. And it's like, it already is set up as its own thing. Why would I get mad about that? I mean, this is a common thing, like, with comics. It's even a common thing in really shows when they do, like, spinoffs to certain things. Like, you know, people were getting upset with, like, Lightyear, apparently, just because Tim Allen wasn't the voice of Buzz Lightyear. And I'm like, well, this is its own universe. I mean, granted, it kind of sucks, and it's really annoying that the movie tries to emphasize, like, oh, this is, like, the actual story, or this is just the movie that Andy watched when he was a kid. But realistically, it's like, putting aside all that, it's like, look, it's its own story. We just took the character and some of the stuff from the lore and created this whole new story, and that's perfectly fine. I don't mind that. You know, of course, it sucks when it doesn't work, but at the same time, it's like, I don't see why I would get mad about that disrespecting the original source when it's very clear that it's its own thing. Like, if it's that bad, sure, maybe I'll consider it. Like, again, with Joker, part of the reason why I get more mad at that is just because it you know, had more potential to be a better thing. And also, when it comes down to it, it is kind of disrespectful to how it portrays people with, like, mental illnesses and some serious subjects that are in there, which makes, you know, of course makes it worse than Velma just being a bad adaptation of Scooby-Doo. Granted, maybe the later episodes do something, but I'm like, as far as I know, they don't do anything too disrespectful when it comes to, like, gay characters or anything like that. Like, the worst thing that I could imagine based on what people were saying from the first episode was just that there's an extended sequence where the teenage girls are in the bathroom taking a shower, but they're pretty much in the nude, and they even make a joke of, like, oh, you know, they always have, like, extended nude sequences and shows to basically try to entice like, perverted viewers or something like that. And it's like, I mean, I guess if you're gonna go with the whole, like, hey, they shouldn't be showing underage characters in the nude, but at the same time, they're not drawn to show anything. Like, the bubbles and the characters are carefully placed in a way where you don't actually see anything. So it's like, I mean, yeah, they're still kind of sexualizing them just because, you know, you're seeing the figure and everything. But at the same time, it's like, I'm not going to get mad about that, especially because a lot of people who got mad about that, I'm like, okay, do you ever get this mad when it comes to anime that goes way further just because of their culture? And we know that they've gone way further than that, and other products that have done it further. Not that that necessarily negates anything wrong from this, but at the same time, it's like, it just feels hypocritical to suddenly care about that kind of stuff in this when it's actually not even showing much. And it, whether you like it or not, it is trying to make a point. Not a very good attempt at one, but, you know, I can't really get mad at this show doing that. Like, it's just like, yeah, that's a dumb joke. That's really what it comes down to. I think I should just wrap this up at this point because, I mean, I've said it numerous times, Velma, not a good show, but not as bad as people are saying. Certainly, there have been worse things, and for my money, it's like, it's not even the worst Scooby-Doo thing that I've ever seen. Like, even if you're going from a Scooby-Doo fan, because at least it's set off in its own little pocket universe or whatever, where, what am I going to get mad about? The fact that this thing that clearly isn't connected to the lore isn't following the lore? Come on, guys. You know, at a certain point, you just got to realize that you don't have to get mad about everything. If we're going by Warner Bros. Stuff, the reason why something like Batman v Superman got me more mad, aside from the fact that it is a movie that is every bit as bad as, you know, they say it is, just because it's just one long commercial. At least with that one, it's like, you know, that one's actually trying to be like, okay, this is the official DC universe. And of course, it doesn't matter because at this point, it's already dead. But that for me was just like, okay, that's why I kind of get a little more annoyed about this breaking certain stuff from the DC comics, even though ultimately I wouldn't care if it was done well, but because it's not, and because it's trying to be, like, so authentic to it, that's where it starts to bother me. But again, there's stuff that's bad about it beyond even just the simple stuff, because that's the other thing. I don't just trash something just because it doesn't follow the source material enough, because there's plenty of things that don't follow the source material that are good. I mean, I've been open about it. I actually enjoy those Peter Rabbit movies, surprisingly, even though I know that they're complete bastardizations of the original stories. But I'm like, you know what? When it's funny and it works. So I can't get mad at that. I don't know. At the end of the day, if you do it well, you're fine. If you do it well, you can easily ignore the stuff that doesn't connect. But at the same time, when it's clearly not being made to connect to the other stuff, it's like, why am I going to get mad that it's taking a different route? But yeah, thanks again, and I'll see you again next week.
She has no brain! Oh, I'm not dissing her. She has no brain!
Thank you for coming on today. If you enjoyed this, please consider subscribing to my YouTube channel where you'll see video versions of these podcasts. And if you just want to listen to them, there's always the option of just following the podcasts on their various sites, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. Whatever you choose, I hope you continue enjoying these. And if you want to support me even further than that, there's always the option of Patreon. With Patreon, even just a dollar will get your name on the video versions of this and on other videos that I may do outside of these podcasts. A few dollars more gets you some behind-the-scenes info, and as this continues to grow, you'll find that there's more perks to it. So I hope you consider supporting me through Patreon as well. In any case, again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.